Before you hear the rest of the lecture, you have some time to look at questions 36 to 40. Now listen and answer questions 36 to 40.
In Fukuyama's view, human nature consists of two fundamental desires: the desire for material wealth and the desire for recognition of our worth by people around us. In this theory, the latter is considered to be more fundamental thymos, which is often translated as spiritedness or desire in English. Now, Fukuyama borrowed this notion of thymos from Plato and labelled these two fundamental desires as megalothymia and isothymia. The former type of desire belongs to those who seek dominance, those that have shaped history, for instance, from Napoleon Bonaparte to Adolf Hitler. They want to be recognised as superior to others. Isothymia, on the other hand, is the humble desire for recognition in the form of equality, not superiority. Going back to Fukuyama's main argument, the genius of capitalist liberal democracy is how well it can reconcile the two conflicting desires. To fulfil isothymia, political equality is guaranteed. One man, one vote. You're full of megalothemia? No worries. You can still enjoy the capitalist pursuit of wealth. The crucial point here, though, is whatever you possess, whatever you wear, whatever you drive, it still is one man, one vote. Put differently, once we were divided into masters and slaves, but this was not a stable form of society because it would never satisfy those with isothymia. Sooner or later, those at the bottom, for instance, would revolt against the elite. Communism, however, wouldn't work either, because if it functioned perfectly, everybody would possess the same stuff. I'm sure you know someone in person with a sizable ego who would resent such a system. Now, let's get back onto business, shall we? Thanks for bearing with me for such a long time, future business tycoons. If you are to sell something, try to remember these concepts, megalothymia and isothymia. Know your audience, in other words. By definition, you'll most likely find it easier to persuade those with megalothymia to buy whatever you're offering because they're more eager to show their superior purchasing power over others. Now remember, they like dominance. They want to be regarded superior, stronger, more powerful. You need to sell a car? Think of a vehicle that is strong and powerful. No wonder why so many SUVs, which would never be used outside urban settings, have powerful names, sometimes with clear connections with the military or war. Challenger, Shogun, Explorer, Grand Commander, Defender, Harrier, you name it. And obviously, names are not enough. Make sure they look aggressive as well. Are they actually suited for the Grand Commander when exploring the unknown? Or for swiftly hunting down your enemy's Shogun in a battlefield like a Harrier? Clearly not. They're designed to be used in modern cities. None of that matters, folks. The potential buyers would never have to.
That is the end of part four. You now have half a minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the listening answer sheet.